Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the new Beef Ambassador for Oklahoma for 2016. We're back with Claire Hartzell in just a moment.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
For various reasons, there won't be a national beef ambassador contest here in 2016, but several states continue to run their statewide beef ambassador competition, including Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, New Mexico, among others. We helped with the Oklahoma Beef Ambassador Contest this last week in Chickasha. In the Senior Division, our state beef ambassador for 2016 is Claire Hartzold, a senior at Oklahoma State University in the Division of Agriculture.
So I grew up on a row crop farm in Illinois. I came into the livestock business about 4 years ago when I began working on a Red Angus operation that a family friend owned. From then, I have gone to OSU, and I'm a major in animal science and an ag business double major. I've done 2 internships on beef cattle operations across the U.S., as well as been actively involved in the Junior Red Angus Association and the American Society of Animal Science.
Growing up as a crop producer, your family in that regard, what got you interested in the beef cattle business?
Cattle have a lot more personality than corn and soybeans.
We interviewed all the contestants during the Beef Ambassador competition, and we asked all of them, including Claire, about how we deal and how we respond to consumers who are concerned these days about how we raise our cattle.
Well, as producers, we're also consumers as well. So the beef that we are producing, we're also feeding to our family. So in order to produce something that we would want to have our family consume, it's going to have to be produced in a humane and intelligent manner. So we can't do things such as use excessive antibiotics or not hold cattle over with a withdrawal period that is advised by the FDA, because that would hurt our family. As producers, we're providing for other people's family as well, so we need to make sure that we would do the same that we would want to feed our children.
If you had the chance to dialogue with, say, a consumer who didn't know a whole lot about the beef industry, they are worried, obviously, about what they feed their family. They're wanting to make the right choices from a nutrition point of view. What would you want to really emphasize to them about why beef should be a part of their family's diet?
I'd want to emphasize the fact that a 3-ounce lean serving of beef contains about 154 calories, which is less than 10% of that 2,000-calorie-based diet that the USDA recommends, all while providing at or above 10% of your daily values in 10 different essential nutrient classes. So the money you're spending on beef, you're spending on nutrients, not just calories that aren't going to be able to be used by your body.
For that consumer, as they make those choices, the beef industry seems to have a good message there, but still there is that bit of suspicion. What is there anything that we can do to maybe help break those walls down?
There is a lot we can do. As producers, every day we need to be advocating, whether it's through social media, utilizing local resources to help consumers see the practices that we're utilizing to produce beef and get it to their table, as well as help them understand the reasoning behind that. Because with understanding the reason, they'll understand the practice as well.
Your 2016 Beef Ambassador for Oklahoma, Claire Hartzold, a student at Oklahoma State University, a senior this fall at OSU. Junior division winner was Parker Terrell from Prigg, and the novice division winner was Caden Harton from Stewart, Oklahoma, in the competition this last week. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's coming June 15th and 16th. We're talking about the Corn Buck Classic from Superior Livestock Auction. Broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 77,000 head to be offered, 16,000 yearling steers, 8,000 yearling heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 33,000 calves on cows. For more information, give them a call at Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117, or visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.